Well, so we continue today in Simen Lamed, Halacha Gimel, in page 78 in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. If a person needed to leave their home very early, meaning, and again, the idea over here is that a person is going to be leaving before the time of Mishiyakir Eschaver, the time before you could recognize a friend with whom you are familiar at a distance of Dalaramas, 50 minutes prior to Netzachama, prior to sunrise. And it's going to be too difficult, ultimately, again, for a person to put on tefillin later on. And again, the Mishnah Berurah comments, Bahashkama is even before Alos HaShachar. This is true even before dawn. What's the halacha? Manicham, you could put on the tefillin. And the Mishnah Berurah comments, Kodim Yitziyaso, Yachol Lechavein, Shalov Shom L'Shem Mitzvah, Dekema L'Chayvalon, Laila L'Zman Tefillin, who... Remember again, the idea is that we pass in Me'ikir Adin, Laila, nighttime is a time for tefillin. But I have a concern that one may come to fall asleep and flatulate in the tefillin, therefore we don't wear tefillin at night. However, again, in a situation like this where a person is clearly up for the day, in a circumstance like that, Saloch Lamaisa, one could go ahead and put on the tefillin. And there's no concern under those circumstances that a person will come to fall asleep in them. The Shulchan Aruch goes, when the time for tefillin comes, you should touch them. And then you could recite the bracha. Because as we said, there is no concern in this situation that one may come to fall asleep on the tefillin, since again one woke up for the day and one is setting out on their journey. Look at Shulchan Mishnah Berurah said Kon Yud Gimel Kshegiyaz Manon Daf Teitiru Chazal Hakhtim Anoch Abalayla B'Mokum Deleka Lameichas Lashem Afilu Hachi LeInyan Bracha LeRatz LeTakin Lamar B'Tzivano Kodim Azman.
So even though, again, technically speaking, one can make the brach, one can put the tefillin on even during the night if one is up before alos, but again, we do not make the bracha in those circumstances. We wait until the proper time of Mishayakir. However, if one did make the bracha at the time they put on the tefillin, so when the time of Mishayakir arrives, one need not make another bracha. The Yatzel Aderech Yodalid V'dafka holich b'raglav oroche v'yoshe b'agala asa aniach shem yishan b'hem ayin b'halocha. So Mishnah Berurah something very interesting. He says this is only talking about a situation where one is walking. So because one is walking, there is no concern that one will come to fall asleep. But if one is sitting on a wagon, where there is a concern that one may come to fall asleep, so halacha l'maisa, one should not go ahead and put on their tefillin. One should not put on their tefillin until the actual time of Mishiyakir. The Ber Halacha, however, says that there are those who are matir even with the agala, even in a wagon. That Halacha Lamaisa, that since a person is traveling, it's clear that they're up for the day, and therefore one could put on tefillin. So this is a very important Halacha in the event that one has to travel early in the day, even before alos, even before dawn. Technically speaking, one could go ahead and put on tefillin, and when the right time comes, one could make the bracha. And technically speaking, even if one made the bracha earlier, technically one has been yotzei the mitzvah, so one need not repeat the bracha. Dalid, haya ba baderech utfillin barosho. If a person is traveling and the tefillin are on his head, v'shaka lavachama, and the sun went down, meaning so now it's nightfall, or I should say, it's after sunset. Osha Yoshiv Beis Medrash Tefillin Berosh Avikidish Alayom. Or he's sitting in the Beis Medrash, and it's tefillin on his head. And let's say Kiddush Alayom at Shabbos. What's the halacha? Yaniach Yado Aleim at Shegil Abayis. You should put your hand on top of your tefillin until you reach the house. Meaning you should obscure them from sight. And if there's a place closer to the wall of the city, closer to where you are right now, that you can take off your tefillin and deposit them there, that is certainly best. Writes the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tesva v'shaka. Reisha zu mari b'chol. Will a chol tzal nasim yadu hum yisar shem yiplu men abadarech v'yatir lo haniach yadu alim l'chasosam. So remember, the case we're talking about here is the person's traveling, and he's nervous that if he carries his tefillin, he may lose them. Therefore, the halacha is that he may continue to wear them, but he must cover the shal rosh. He must cover the shal rosh and obscure it from sight. Since this is after nightfall, we don't want him publicly walking around with tefillin. Va'afagav debesif beiz aminon demechevan shehem michbar alav intzarach lechalson shiny acha demishiv kabo penyita lomar shemurta aniach astvano samach myri shil shebeiz.
So remember, even though we learned yesterday that technically speaking, once the tefillin are already on, you don't have to remove them immediately, that's talking about if a person was at home. No one's going to learn from his example. But if in this case over here, a person is out, and if somebody sees me with tefillin after nightfall, they may come to the erroneous conclusion that tefillin after nightfall are permitted. V'hai v'shaka chama perush sof shkia. V'humi sof. So he goes on, he says, V'hai shaka chama perush sof shkia tutsi sakochavim. T'bebena shmashos einzarach lechaltzan umorikim lemaisa.
So the Mishnah Berurah says that when we speak about Shaka Chama, this is the end of Shkia,
because by Bein HaShmashos, by the twilight period, one does not have to go ahead and take off the tefillin at all. However, the Arizal writes that he was makpid to take them off after Shkia Sachama, after sunset.
V'kiddush wrote Salomar, Dina'asa ben ha-shmashos, V'yafshalo lisa osam bi'adol ha-beiso, Mipnei kiddush ha-shabes, U'lahashir osam i'yafshar, Tebati midrashos shalahem hayu basada, Makum she'inu mishrum le'aganovim.
The case over here is where it's Friday, Erev Shabbos, and again, it's Bein HaShmashos, so a person can't carry them already because of Kiddush HaShabbos, and to leave them where they are is impossible because the base medrash was in isolated areas, and it's not properly guarded from Ganavim, from thieves. So the idea over here is that this is a special dispensation, that essentially a person could wear the tefillin home as a malbush, as a garment, but only in order to go ahead and safeguard the tefillin because there was no other safe place to keep them. So these are really two distinct cases. In the first case, he's talking about a situation of a weekday where a person's wearing the tefillin and it's sunset, as the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, it's sof shkia, it's the end of the sunset, meaning it's nightfall. It's nightfall. In that case, again, a person is nervous to take them off, to carry them because he may lose them. Therefore, the halacha is he could wear them home, but he must cover up the shel rosh. In case number two, it's the same type of situation, but instead of being a weeknight, it's Shabbos. And in this case, we'll discuss the halacha of tefillin on Shabbos tomorrow. But in this case over here, my intention is not to fulfill the mitzvah. Rather, my intention is to wear the tefillin home in order to safe keep them. I can't leave them in the base medrash, and I can't carry them because of Kiddusha Shabbos. Therefore, halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, I could wear them home even on Shabbos, but I must cover up the shel rosh.
Halacha hey, v'yesh mi sha'omer shemispalel tefilas arvis mi ba'od yom shelo heniach tefillin ein lo lahanicham achar kach.
Another interesting halacha, that if someone already davened mariv on a weekday and a person did not yet put on tefillin, one should not put on tefillin after one has already davened mariv. So the Mishnah Berurah writes over here something very interesting. He says, remember the case over here is where a person is davening mariv mi ba'od yom, while it is still day. So writes the Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin, Va'afilu od hayom godol kodem shkia, lefi shekvar aso lizman hazeh laila, uzman shechiva bekriya shma tefila shal arvis, v'im yaniach bo tefilin yachzor v'yaseihu yom, v'hare in shtei kulo shesos ros zo et zo.
So remember again, the issue over here is technically speaking, one could daven mariv even earlier on in the day, one could already daven mariv again from after Plag HaMincha, which remember is an hour and a quarter before sunset. So the problem is, once a person davens Mariv during the day, meaning after Plag HaMincha, an hour and a quarter before sunset, so one has effectively made this, the halachic designation, as night. If one were to then go ahead and put on tefillin, one would be effectively saying that this halachic time of day is day. And of course, those are two inferences that are inherently contradictory. Through the Mariv, I declare that it is now night, and through the Tefillin, I want to declare that it is now day. Once I've declared it night, the halacha is that I cannot go ahead and put on the Tefillin again.
Ach, ha'achronim hiskimu lahalacha, demuchuyav lahanichon ubali bracha, kozman shukodim tesakochav. However, the achronim said that if a person did not yet put on tefillin, so everybody's going to agree that you could put them on, you could put the tefillin on, as long as it's before tesakochav in nightfall, but you would do it without a bracha. We'll do it without a bracha. So in this case, let's say we're adav and marav after plag. I declared this time of day to be night, but then I realized I didn't put on tefillin. So I could put on tefillin, but I would do so without a bracha. Ve'im hu lo hispalal adayin, afa pisha tzibor hispalalu. But if I didn't yet daven marav, even though the tzibor already daven marav, im bekach klum, that has no impact on me, at least regarding this halacha. Ve'anichim bebracha. When you put it on with a bracha, if it is still day, since I have not yet davened Mariv, I have not made the declaration that today is that the time of day is now night. Therefore, again, I have the ability to put on tefillin. And Roy La'anicham imat zibar kvar spalu arvis. But the Mishnah Berurah is a very important exception. When do we say that if the tzibor went ahead and davened mariv, that halacha l'maisa I could go, it doesn't impact me? That's only if I did not yet fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. So if I didn't fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin, tzibor davened mariv already, I could still put on tefillin. However, if I already fulfilled the mitzvah, but I just want to put them back on, once the tzibor has davened mariv, then I should go, I should follow the designation of the tzibor, I should account this time of day as now night, and therefore I should not put the tefillin back on. So in this interesting case over here, we have the following circumstance. In this situation, if I've davened Mariv myself, then under those circumstances, even though it's still clearly day, as you said before, you could daven Mariv technically an hour and a quarter before Shkina, an hour before a quarter before sunset. If I've davened Mariv, I cannot go ahead and put on tefillin. However, if I did not yet put on tefillin that day, I can put it on as long as it's before Tzei Sakochavim, but I'll do so without a bracha. Similarly, if I did not yet put on tefillin, even if the tzibor already davened mariv, then again, but I did not daven mariv, I could still absolutely put on tefillin. But that's only true if I have not yet fulfilled my mitzvah for the day. If I already fulfilled the mitzvah for today, then even after the tzibor davened mariv, I should not daven mariv anymore. So halacha lemaisa, we come out with three important halachas today. The one that we just mentioned. Also, if one has to leave one's house very early and is going to be traveling, one could put on tefillin even before the time of alos. But one does not, even before the time of Alos, yes, even before the time of Mishiyakir, but one would not make a bracha until the time of Mishiyakir. The time of Mishiyakir, one should touch the tefillin and then go ahead and make the bracha. If one, however, made a bracha at the time that one put on the tefillin, even though that is before the zman of Mishiyakir, one need not repeat that halacha. If one is traveling and the sun sets, one could keep the tefillin shel rosh on if that's the only way to guard them, but one should cover it. Erev Shabbos, if I need to get home, the only way to get my tefillin home, I can't leave them in the base medrash, I could wear the tefillin home, the derech malbush, as an article of clothing, but again, I must also go ahead and cover it. And lastly, if I daven mariv early and then realize that I did not put on tefillin, so if I myself daven mariv, I could still put on the tefillin until tzeis hakochavim, but without a bracha. But if it wasn't me that davened mariv, but the tzibor davened mariv, I could put on tefillin, and I could even do so with a bracha. So we will stop over here. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, tomorrow we begin Simin Lamed Aleph. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.